So when were you first elected to council there?
2005. I got on council and became pro mayor for 4 years. And then I became mayor for 12 years.
Okay. Was that an easy transition? Did you run against somebody, or was there, did you just sort of step up?
Yes. No, I ran against somebody. I forget who it was now. Yeah.
And so what prompted you to get into politics in the first place?
It was actually the previous mayor, Gerald Dagg, who talked me into it. I had just moved there in 2000 to Swisha, and he talked me into running for politics in 2005.
So was it what you expected? Was there anything that surprised you about being an elected official?
A lot of negativity from some of the municipality residents, but I guess you gradually get used to that. You don't very hear thank you very much, but now it's completely different. I think that I feel that it's a happy community now. I've done a lot of things for it and brought it a long way since I've been mayor.
Well, that goes right into my next question there. What are some of the accomplishments or work that you did over the years that you feel the most proud of?
Okay, well, I've helped put $1.5 million into infrastructure through buildings and culverts and upgraded the roads, paved the roads, that sort of thing, over the 12 years as mayor.
That's quite a bit.
Yes, I've helped 30 people in the municipality get a doctor in Deep River, which saved them going to Shawville and Gatineau. So, and also I've got them free transportation through Transpo Action. Anybody over 55 that has medical treatment, they can take them right down to Gatineau at no cost to them.
It sounds like a complicated municipality to jump into, right? There, you're so isolated, such a weird location there, yeah.
Yeah, it's because you have to go at least 24 kilometers even to get groceries and to get gas and stuff, you know. So we are isolated, but yet the government still doesn't recognize us being isolated because they say, oh, you can get to it through Sheenborough, but you're coming through the TNO and you need a truck. You can't get through there with a car or an ATV, you know.
Yeah.
So, the SQ have to come up through Ontario to get to us. It takes an hour and a half for them to come.
Jeez. And as far as your reasons for not running for re-election, do you mind if I ask why?
Yeah, well, I'm retiring, and I'm 79 now. So I figured I've done my thing 16 years, and we've actually moved to Huntington, Quebec, which is up near Montreal. So,
okay.
So I go back and forth there all the time. I'm going back tomorrow for another week and a half, and then I'll just be the mayor until November 7th when the election takes place.
And as far as advice, what would you say to somebody that's looking to get into local politics? Not necessarily a mayor or anything, but just running for local council.
Well, you have to be committed. You have to actually know that you want to be committed to that municipality for the next 4 years. You can't go in and get mad and just leave because that's not the way you do things. You have to really look at it. You know, you have to be willing to help the town, the citizens, and municipality get further advanced.
Yeah, things take time, man, especially at
the elect. Yeah. And also, you know, I lost my DG a year ago, Sylvain Bijet, and I very sadly lost him. But I did happen to pick a young person from the community, and we trained her partly, and she's taken a lot of courses, and now she's a full DG now, so I'm very happy with her.
Awesome.
I'm also on 10 committees, or I was on 10 committees. I've reduced it now to 6.
Jeez.
And I usually pick a committee that I want to promote the community in, you know?
For sure. Like what?
Like what committees?
Yeah.
Well, I was president and chair of the CSP for 8 years.
Could you explain a little bit about what the CSP does?
Yeah, well, that's the SQ, the Sûreté du Québec, mm-hmm. The Campbell's Bay. So we have a meeting once every 2 months, and we are informed as to what they have done over that 2 month period in the Pontiac and what's taking place and what's happening, what's not happening, that sort of thing. So it keeps us up to date. I'm also on the CNL committee, which is the Chalk River Nuclear Plant. We meet 4 times a year. I was president of the Development Corporation, which was a corporation that we developed to purchase land from M&R. And at a cheap price, and then we would sell it, make a profit, and give that profit back to the municipality so that they could invest it in different things. Also on the Transpo Action Committee for Swisha, on the Land Use Committee for the MRC. I was also on the Administration Committee for the MRC, but they ended in 2017. So that brought me down to about six committees.
Sounds like enough.
Yeah, can't be out of trouble.
Oh, for sure. Well, thanks for your time, Jim. I appreciate it. Unless you have anything else to add there, I'll give you the last word if you want.
Sure. Well, we do quite a few events in the community now, and we started I didn't start it, but helped with the start of it for a car show, and we do an antique car show now, which the Life Downtown Committee run, and started off with 10 cars, and we now had 150 cars last year.
Jeez.
Yeah, and so they also give dinners to the elderly two or three times a year. And I've also helped keep the municipal taxes down. They're now around 59% of the total budget. They started off, around 57%. So I've happened to keep it low. So there won't be any increases in taxes next year, and there's no increases in taxes this year. So I feel that the people are kind of happy with that. And the surplus at the end of 2021 will be around $115,000. Our bank balance will be around $150,000. We now have a line of credit of $250,000. When I first started, it was $30,000. So I'm told that there's five people running for mayor, so it'll be an interesting election.
Oh, really? Five, eh?
Jeez. Yeah, there's three women and two guys, as far as I know.
Okay, cool. I'll keep an eye on it. Well, thanks for your time, Jim. Again, I always appreciate it. Good luck with your retirement there.
Thank you very much. Okay.